The Hindus call this celebration Holi. Its roots are based in part on a good versus evil mythological story about a tyrannical king and his virtuous son.
So we demonstrated a play today about the story of Holika and Prahlad and King Hiranyakashipu and all.
Nishant Puri is the president of the Hindu Temple and Cultural Center. The play is performed by some of the temple's young members. When the king assumed his throne, he became quite impossible. He thought he was immortal and tried to crush all dissent. His son Prahlad chose not to support his father, and so the king moved to have his son killed. But the Hindu deity Lord Vishnu protected Prahlad, and the son eventually prevailed. Sunday celebration also featured a few traditional dances, including an energetic number performed by six women wearing brightly colored costumes.
I think the thing with the Indian civilization is that the religion and culture is so intermixed now that it's hard to separate out and say, oh, this is an exclusively religious or a cultural thing.
Just as Christmas and Easter have become commercial as well as spiritual holidays in the U.S., Puri says Holi has become more than a religious celebration in India and the other places where Hindus practice it.
It's more about being merry and enjoying, and with the weather changing, getting out in the open and celebrating with colors with each other. Like all the flowers are blooming, so you're throwing colors on each other and make it fun.
In fact, this part of Holi is quite a messy celebration. In India, Puri says people throw balloons or shoot squirt guns with colored water at each other. But it's much warmer in India this time of year, so Spokane's celebration was limited to dry paint.
Grab some dry colors and put it on each other's face, or like throw it up in the air or on each other's clothes. And it's just fun.
The Holi Festival is new to Spokane, as is the Hindu Temple and Cultural Center. But Spokane has been home to a few Hindu families since at least the early 1980s. Aruna Bhutta says those families began meeting to preserve and practice their traditions.
We started our journey together, meeting each month, fourth Saturday of the month, meeting at each other's home and having prayer group. And that made a difference in our children's lives. But then the group got bigger and bigger, and it was hard for us to continue that at each other's home. And here we are at this interfaith center. Welcome to all of you, and let's continue the tradition.
Nishant Puri says the Hindu Temple and Cultural Center has only recently earned nonprofit status. It hopes to become a place where members of the local Hindu community can meet and support each other. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.